Blog Talk Radio. Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And I am lucky enough to be Renee Bernard. Woohoo! Because otherwise I'm just, crashing this radio show on a weekly basis, and that just seems wrong. That's wrong. But because I'm hosting it, it's great.
Now that makes me your sidekick, right?
Yeah. Yes. You're my Andy Richter.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So
we're going to talk about Christmas books, right?
That's right. I want it because it's not all of a sudden, but 'tis the season. So here come the Christmas anthologies and the Christmas romances and all these wonderful books. And I mean, right now I'm looking at the Harlequin Christmas Carol with Hope Tarr, and I'm like, oh. But, I mean, does it – the eternal question, does sex and Christmas go together? Do they actually pair up well, or is it a tough sell?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, this is the first year that I have actually sought out Christmas books. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just I've been in the mood for the holidays, and I just kind of want to, you know, that's where I want to be, so I'm reading these Christmas stories, or I don't know. You know, the last Christmas book, other than this year, I read A Wallflower Christmas by Lisa Kleypas, which is absolutely, it's hilarious, number one. So if you're just looking to feel good, I mean, it's just so funny. All I'm going to say is there's a toupee that accidentally gets hung on the Christmas tree, so.
I missed that one. Oh my.
It is so funny. And then, I saw one that looked very interesting to me. I have not picked this up, but I think I'm going to it. It's got great reviews. It's called The Christmas Night by Michelle Sinclair, and that came out October the 1st. And I'm looking
at early for Christmas.
No, you know what, though? Most of the Christmas books come out in October. As a rule, they come out in October. That's usually how that works, which is just interesting. That's just interesting.
And there I was complaining about Walmart putting out the stuff, you know, before Halloween.
Oh, I know. Well, now, here's another one. It's A Prairie Christmas Collection, which are nine historical Christmas romances from America's Great Plains. So there's like a collection, and that come out on September 1st of this year. So September and October, and it's like, that's pretty much it. And there's I'll Be Home for Christmas by Linda Lale Miller. And looks like Catherine Mulvaney, Roxanne St. Clair. Boy, there's a lot of these. This looks really good. This came out October 26th, and this is something that I might buy. I like anthologies during the holidays, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't have a lot of time, but when I do have time, I just want to kind of decompress. And those shorter stories are perfect for me. You know, you just have those little bits of time. It's like, okay, I cannot wrap another gift. I can't. By the way, I just want to say, I'm so proud of myself. I am finished with all my Christmas shopping.
No.
I'm done. Yes.
You're lying.
I am not lying. I am done.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you onlined it, didn't you? You did. Did you online it? You must have Amazoned it and just.
No,
you know what? Point and click.
I start in October, and then Black Friday is when I get most of my big ticket items because it's so much cheaper. And then today I went to Marshall's and just finished up. I had three more little gifts to get, and I'm done. I'm currently wrapping everything. I'm almost done wrapping.
You're wrapping.
I know.
Oh my gosh. I used to be organized like that. I used to have complete command of it. But I don't know. Between the one-year-old and the four-year-old, it's a scramble. Thank God for Amazon. That's all I have to say. I redirect the boxes to other locations so that they don't all come here. And I don't know. But I cannot imagine being done. Are you, you're drinking, aren't you? You're drinking. Are you drinking?
No. That's what I do. See, that's my reward. That's why I hurry up, because from now until, you know, the first of the year, I have a free ticket to drink. What else do I have to do? Nothing else to do. I'm going to read. I'm going to drink.
She's got her romance novels lined up.
That's
she's
right.
Got the eggnog. It's all good. And if anybody asks, what are you doing? You're like, I'm done. I'm done with my Christmas shopping. I'm entitled to this alcoholic beverage. And thank you for asking. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Well, something's wrong with me because I just don't it's tough. It's a tough writing season for me, and it's tough reading. I don't know why, but for me, maybe because I associate it so much with nostalgic childhood baby Jesus kind of things, I guess, from being raised by a minister. But, you know, my dad's a chaplain. It's not exactly the steamy season for me. Like, I just don't put the two together. Do you know what I mean?
Well, see, now, I'm
like, I'm
old-fashioned,
actually, I guess. You know, like, I don't know.
No. I actually, to me, this is one of the most romantic seasons. It's a time where, you know, where you actually, you're thinking of your spouse or your significant other, and, you know, it's like, for me, I'm a giver. I've always been a giver. I love to give gifts, and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, you know, what would make my husband happy, and what could I get him, and then I think about him being happy and how excited he's going to be when he gets this gift, and it just, it makes me feel happy, too.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know,
Those gifts are electronic, aren't they? Or they involve, you know, right, Xbox or something. Am I right? I mean, you're not going to Victoria's Secret. Are you, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's all according to, you know, what are you going to give your husband for Christmas?
I was going to say, maybe I'm looking at this completely wrong.
Exactly.
He would probably be way more pleased.
There you go.
And
see?
So much more surprised. And, you know, and that's really what the season's all about. It's surprising and pleasing. So there you go. I'm just going to write that down. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, I want to challenge everybody who's listening.
Yeah.
You know, it is the season. And sometimes you're the best gift you can give.
Aww.
So, you know, put yourself in one of those big bags and get a little Victoria's Secret going on, and there you go. You don't have to be under the tree, but you could be, you know, you could be close. You could be close.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in exchange, you could hint at Godiva chocolate or something that in exchange would be appreciated, you know, along those lines. So there you go. I will wear uncomfortable underwear if I know that there's dark chocolate involved at some point. So there you go.
That's right. And, you know, I did notice this. I was looking at, you know, what Christmas books are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed Harlequin has just a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of Harlequin romances that have a Christmas theme.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the Merry Christmas Cowboy. Now, I will say I am a little weak for cowboys, so.
You have a problem. Yeah, there's a 12-step issue, but, you know, I'd say just embrace it. Just go with that addiction. It's all good.
I'm liking it. But I do, now, the other thing that I have noticed, too, with these Christmas books is that the majority of these Christmas books are anthologies.
Yeah.
I'm looking at one.
Those little bites, like you were talking about. I think people are super busy. And I think that they want just a little short story that they can just, you know, go and enjoy it and maybe just an afternoon or a couple hours, and they're done, and it's satisfying.
Well, you know what's nice about those little anthologies, too, is that, you know, you're out and you're buying the gifts and you're caught up in the moment and you're listening to the Christmas music, but you get tired and you sit down, but you kind of just want to, you know, you don't want to give up your holiday high, right? So, you know, you just sit down with that book, and everybody knows romance is going to be happily ever after, feel good. You know, it's a guaranteed, you know, pick-me-up.
Yeah.
So, I think it.
I don't want to get in trouble, but unlike country music Christmas songs, they can go either way. You never know. So, but romance is a sure bet. No, that's true. If it's a country song and it's Christmas, it's wow. You can really get into a funk fast if it's the wrong, you know, flavor. But whoo! But romance will always steer you to the happiness, to the happy ending. But yeah, I accidentally got in an elevator with the Christmas Shoe song once, and that was just really embarrassing. Burst into tears.
Oh, okay, yeah, no sad songs for Christmas.
You've heard the Christmas Shoe song, haven't you?
No.
Oh man. Yeah, that's a rough one. It's a little boy, and he's out spending all of his little pennies to buy his mother shoes for Christmas.
So
then you're like, oh, because it's just in the wrong key. You know what I mean? Like, you know right at the beginning, this is not going to go well. And it's because mommy is going away. And
holy cow.
And he wants her to have nice shoes on when she meets Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm trapped in an elevator, and I'm like, what the hell is this song? Because I had never heard it before, so, you know, it was hitting me the first time. And I'm like, oh, this is horrible. Oh, my God. Who writes this stuff? And I'm bawling. It was horrible. It was terrible. So the Christmas Shoe song is like, you know.
Okay, we're
going to
stay
fun.
Away from sad Christmas music. No, no sad Christmas. Not allowed.
We want romance. We want comedy. We want to be, you know, we want the touchy feely is great, but just don't tear me up. Don't leave me by the side of the road there with the.
Well, I'm
going to
give. Here's a couple that are out. There's Once Upon a Holiday, Holiday Heat, Candy Christmas, and Chocolate Truffles.
See,
so there's three in there: Beverly Jenkins, Adrian Bird, who I love, and Kimberly K. Terry. So that's out.
You
then
know that was going to be good. Yes. Oh.
Holiday Heat. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. and
yeah, there's a big happy ending in that one. I can tell you that right now. Kimberly K. Terry's involved. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, there's another one. It's Regency Christmas Proposals.
Mm.
So these are all Regencies, and this just came out in November 1st. So
that's a little closer to
I'll go a little closer. So
Regencies are, yes, and I love those.
Contemporary, and there's Regency. It looks to me like there's a little something for everyone. Lisa Kleypas, by the way, has a new Christmas book out, Christmas Eve at Friday Harbor. That came out October 26th. So there's lots to choose from.
There is a lot. So if you are picking up any little last-minute stocking stuffers, everybody consider a Christmas romance if you haven't, you know, kind of done the seasonal romance before, you know. And I would like to say, you know, maybe we need some, you know, St. Patrick's Day romances and some. Let's pick some other holidays and see if we can get a new trend going.
There's got to be something for every single holiday there is. I'm certain romance covers everything. There's love every day of the year.
There is. So I'm thinking, let's make it a Groundhog Day, you know, festival.
I love that movie, Groundhog Day.
I do, too.
That's one of my favorites.
See, we're getting distracted. The only film in the world in which Bill Murray played the leading man, sort of, kind of. And was sort of cute.
Romantic leading man.
Yes. It just shows you that we're very forgiving. An audience, we love Bill Murray. See, comedy is sexy. There you go. All right, everybody, pick up a holiday romance, and I hope you're all surviving the holidays and pulling it together. And next week we have, brace yourself, Dakota Cassidy on the program. I'm very excited. And thanks for being my sidekick, Sheila.
Hey, I like being the sidekick.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas. All sorts of ideas are coming into my head.
All right,
everybody, I will see you next Tuesday for more canned laughter and coffee.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle. This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.